Welcome to the podcast of Thousand Harbors Zen, featuring talks with Cohen France. This podcast is made possible by generous donations from our listeners. To contribute or to learn more about our community, please visit thousandharborszen.com.
A couple weeks ago, I was reminded of the Indian teacher Atisha, who lived just over 1,000 years ago. The story of Atisha is not so interesting because it's the same story we hear every time. You know, he was born of royal blood. He studied all the traditions and understood the entire spiritual landscape of his day, studied with all the important teachers, and became genuinely a pivotal figure in the history of Tibetan Buddhism in particular. And I was first introduced to Atisha not through this kind of grand story, which again is the story we seem to tell over and over in Buddhism, but a more specific one, which maybe you've heard. Atisha traveled a lot, eventually to Tibet. And at one point in his entourage, there was an assistant, there was a cook, who was just so annoying and so disrespectful. He was very rude. He would say completely inappropriate things to everybody in this band of people moving through South Asia, including to Atisha, who at that point was revered. And as the story goes, at one point, some people pulled him aside and said, "What are you doing? Why do you hold on to this guy? He's terrible." And Atisha said, "Well, you know, he's not just my assistant. He's my teacher. He teaches me patience." So even today, you'll hear people in certain circles say things like, "Oh, you know, that guy in accounting, he's kind of my Atisha's assistant." I benefit from how much this person drives me crazy. I benefit from the ways in which this person seems to know how to push my buttons. We might all have someone who knows where those buttons are for us. We might not all have someone we appreciate in that way. The first thought for me when I think of this story is how if you have children, you have an Atisha's assistant. Someone you love, but who knows where to push all the time. And in response to that, you can either push back or you can learn something about yourself, about who you are, and what it means that this button is exposed in the way that it is. That's a little background on Atisha, but what I wanted to do tonight was share a quotation that was shared with me. It starts, "Now, during these degenerate times, is not the time to be exhibiting manliness. It is the time to be exhibiting spiritual diligence. It is not the time to be holding important positions. It is the time to hold menial positions. It is not the time to rely on an entourage or servants. It is the time to live in seclusion. It is not the time to look after disciples. It is the time to look after yourself. It is not the time to be concerned with words. It is the time to think about their meaning. It is not the time to be going here and there. It is the time to be staying in one place." Again, it begins with "now during these degenerate times." And it was shared in the spirit of feeling that we live in degenerate times. That's a really interesting conversation to have. Do we live in degenerate times? If we look at the history of Buddhism, if we look at the teachers who have emerged over the last 2,500 years, I would guess all of them believe that they lived in degenerate times. It's an interesting posture of religious people to believe that they live in degenerate times. It's something to ponder. But what he says is, now, during these degenerate times, is not the time to be exhibiting manliness. It is the time to be exhibiting spiritual diligence. This is a really interesting distinction. And of course, he's speaking to men here, so I apologize. I don't think that I can speak for Atisha with any of these, but I can offer my spin, how they hit me. And what I hear is an admonition not to put on a show, not to make it about yourself, not to puff out your chest, but to get down to the work at hand. Without regard for whether people are watching, without regard for how you look, maybe without regard for whether or not you feel the way you think you want to feel. You know, are you playing the character you want to play? See, now's not the time for that. There's too much at stake. He continues, it is not the time to be holding important positions. It is the time to hold menial positions. My mind immediately jumps to the people who work in the supermarket, the custodians who clean the schools and the hospitals right now. But of course, we aren't all in those positions. And he's speaking to everyone. Let go of the idea of rank. And this is he's not a Zen teacher, but this is a consistent thread throughout Zen. To be a person of no rank. Let go of status. Let go of rank. Let go of power. And again, get down to the work that needs to be done. Not the work that benefits you. The actual work. It is not the time to rely on an entourage or servants. It is a time to live in seclusion. Of course, many people today do live in seclusion, but they also probably didn't have an entourage or servants. The way I hear this is, get down to what is simple, right? Look at what you need. What are the things you can let go of? What are the things that you think support you right now, but in fact are just decorations in your life? What does your life look like without any of them? What are you left with? It is not the time to look after disciples. It is a time to look after yourself. Here I hear clearly a statement about being a teacher and imagining that you're a teacher. Imagining that you're in a position to impart something to someone else. Say, now's not the time. Now's not the time for that trip. You have enough work to do where you are. You have enough work to do with who you are. Don't imagine that you know what someone else needs. Don't imagine that your position is up here in relationship to people who are down here. Drop that. Whatever that is for you. It is not the time to be concerned with words. It is a time to think about their meaning. This can be what we're saying, but it can also be what we're hearing. Every day I read the news. Every day I dissect the news. Every day I cling to what people are saying in this political moment. I imagine that each phrase is so important. I listen to certain journalists, I listen to certain people in my circle. And what we're doing collectively is we're telling a story. Atisha here is saying, don't get stuck in the story. Pay attention to the truth. And that goes for what you're saying as well. And last, he says, it is not the time to be going here and there. It is the time to be staying in one place. Which again, maybe feels particularly relevant right now for so many people who can't go here and there. But it's also about seeking. We go here and there because we imagine there's something over there for us. Stay where you are. Be where you are. Occupy this. Don't keep looking for the thing that's outside the door or the thing that's around the corner. I've been reading this over for the last couple weeks. And thinking about these degenerate times. And when things seem to be at risk, what do I think is at risk for me? What are the things that I'm afraid of losing personally? You know, I have spoken in the past about my three R's: robes, ritual, and renunciation. Robes are a way of understanding not only the support that we accept in this tradition, but the responsibility that we take up. What are we agreeing to? Ritual is the actions that we take. And renunciation is what we let go of. Atisha here is talking to the third R. He's speaking to renunciation. He's speaking to a spiritual path that looks like humility, that is based on not clinging, not just to things. This isn't just about cleaning out the stuff under your bed, though that can be part of that path. It's about letting go of your own sense of your own importance in the narrative. Letting go of the idea that you are the protagonist. Letting go of the idea that you're central, or that you have to feel a certain way, or that your name has to be heard in a certain way, that you have to be viewed in a particular way. Dropping all of that. Because in these degenerate times, there is work to be done, and you recognize what that work is. And you don't have time for the rest. You need to get down to this. You need to get your hands dirty. You need to get close to the ground. Even if it means people can't see your face. This is a kind of path that when we recognize it, when we see it being taken up by others, it not only moves us, it pulls something out from under us. It challenges us. It begs the question, am I living up to that? I don't know if we live in degenerate times. But I know that now is the time for a practice that looks like that. A practice in which every day I ask myself, can I also let this go? And this. And this. And in which the answer is yes. That's where I'll stop.
You have been listening to a Thousand Harbors Zen podcast. Please visit 1000harborszen.com.